Boundaries can be described as indicators that define borders or limits. In a healthy state, these limits are adaptable and dynamic, adjusting to both internal and external circumstances on a moment-to-moment basis. Boundaries serve to create a space between ourselves and the world, enabling us to filter information and protect our sense of self. They allow us to remain sensitive without being overwhelmed and differentiate ourselves from others in their emotions and pain. This distinction fosters strong connections without confusion. During our upbringing, we learn about boundaries within our families. In some families, boundaries may be non-existent, frequently breached, or inconsistent. In others, they may be highly controlled, rigid, and inflexible. The nature and quality of the boundaries in our early environments can impact our ability to establish and maintain healthy boundaries later in life, potentially restricting our capacity for intimacy and safety. Traumatic experiences inherently violate our boundaries, and it's impossible to have healthy boundaries while living in a traumatic environment. After trauma overwhelms our boundaries, we lose touch with our innate ability to make healthy choices that improve our lives and may require assistance in reestablishing healthy boundaries. There are two types of boundaries: physical boundaries. These relate to the body, physical contact, and proximity. Healthy physical boundaries involve clear decisions about how close or distant to be physically, as well as when and how to allow touch. With healthy physical boundaries, we are aware of and respect the physical boundaries of others. It's essential to learn how to establish and honor these boundaries to feel safe and in control of our environment. And process boundaries. These involve internal processes such as thoughts, feelings, and the resulting behaviors. Healthy process boundaries enable us to separate our thoughts, feelings, and actions from others without taking responsibility for their emotions, thoughts, or behaviors. Learning to maintain these boundaries is vital for experiencing healthy relationships. Boundaries serve three functions: containment. Boundaries enclose our sense of self, reflecting our capacity to understand and appreciate our various physical, energetic, cognitive, and emotional states. Containment preserves our sense of inner integrity, supports our differences, and allows for connection and relationship without compromising our individuality. Protection. Boundaries safeguard us from harm, whether physically or internally, preserving our right to have our own opinions and feelings. Healthy protection is fluid and flexible, as opposed to rigid and defensive. And screening. Boundaries allow us to screen input from the world, with our unconscious body constantly making choices based on environmental information. In healthy discrimination, we respond to each choice based on what feels right for us in that moment. Through inner body sensations, muscle tension, or movement impulses, we intuitively make choices that support our identity and lead to satisfaction in various aspects of our lives. Healthy boundaries are adaptable and can range from open and receptive to closed and protective. They enable us to say yes or no depending on our discernment and not seeking others' approval. Healthy boundaries allow us to sense the appropriate boundary for any given moment without taking responsibility for others' emotions, thoughts, or opinions. There are four types of unhealthy or limiting boundary styles. The first is the underbounded style. Individuals with this style may have difficulty setting limits, differentiating their feelings and needs from others, and maintaining a sense of self. The second is an overbounded style of boundaries. This style is rigid and impenetrable, often resulting from avoidant attachment in childhood. Individuals with this style may struggle with trust, intimacy, vulnerability, and letting their guard down. The third is pendulum style. With this boundary style, the individual swings back and forth from underbounded to overbounded. The individual may risk vulnerability and open up. And then when opening up leads to an experience of pain or being overwhelmed, they may react by closing down. The only options left then is swinging from one polarity to the other. The fourth unhealthy boundary style is called the incomplete style. This boundary style has holes in it. With this boundary style, it's possible to have healthy boundaries most of the time. But in certain situations, there can be some boundary dysfunction leading to overbounded or underbounded styles. This can come up in certain situations, such as in a love relationship, being with authority figures, parents, or children. A loss of healthy boundary may occur when a person is in a certain emotional, mental, or physical state. For example, being tired, sick, or angry. By learning about our own boundaries, we can begin with mindfulness and body awareness. We can start to understand what feels good, can sense what we want to move towards and what we want to move away from. There's a place within each of us that knows when we've had enough, when we need to say no, and when we need to stop. Cultivating body awareness helps you to begin to know when your boundaries are too thick or too thin. To develop healthy boundaries, we need to practice mindfulness and body awareness, learning to recognize when boundaries become too rigid or too permeable. We must also be clear and respectful when setting boundaries, understanding that we don't need to apologize or justify our needs. By setting and maintaining healthy boundaries, we can foster a sense of self, promote healthier relationships, and avoid resentment and frustration that often results from poorly defined boundaries. Boundaries play a crucial role in our emotional well-being and the quality of our relationships. By setting clear boundaries, we can protect our emotional and mental health. Boundaries help us to maintain our emotional health and well-being by preventing burnout and overextending ourselves. They foster self-respect. When we set and enforce boundaries, we demonstrate that we value ourselves and our needs, fostering a deeper sense of self-respect. Boundaries allow us to maintain our individuality and avoid codependency, leading to healthier and more balanced relationships with others. Boundaries also improve our communication. When we clearly express our boundaries, it encourages open and honest communication with others, leading to stronger connections and mutual understanding. Here are some guidelines for setting and maintaining healthy boundaries. Know your limits. Before setting boundaries, it's essential to identify your physical, emotional, and mental limits. Consider what makes you feel uncomfortable, stressed, or resentful, and use these feelings as indicators of where you need to set boundaries. Be assertive. Clearly express your boundaries to others in a respectful yet assertive manner. Remember, it is your responsibility to communicate your needs and limits. Practice saying no. Saying no can be difficult, but it's a crucial skill to develop when setting boundaries. When you decline a request or an invitation, do so with kindness and confidence. Be consistent. Consistency enforces your boundaries, even when faced with resistance. It's essential to stand firm and remind yourself that you're protecting your mental health and emotional well-being. Reevaluate and adjust. As you grow and change, your boundaries may need to evolve as well. Regularly evaluate your limits and adjust your boundaries accordingly. Seek support. Setting and maintaining boundaries can be challenging, especially when faced with pushback from others. Seek support from friends, family, or a mental health professional to help you navigate the process. And respect the boundaries of others. Show others the same respect you expect by honoring their boundaries. This will help create a foundation of mutual understanding and support. Setting and maintaining healthy boundaries is essential for our emotional well-being and the quality of our relationships. By recognizing our limits, clearly communicating our needs, and constantly enforcing our boundaries, we can cultivate self-respect, foster healthier connections, and protect our mental health and emotional health. Remember, setting boundaries is not selfish. It's a form of self-care and an essential part of living a balanced and fulfilled life. It's essential to acknowledge that setting boundaries can sometimes be met with resistance from others, and here are some tips for handling resistance. First, stay calm and assertive. When faced with resistance, remain calm and assertive in expressing your boundaries. Avoid getting defensive or aggressive, as this can escalate the situation. Validate the other person's feelings. Acknowledge the emotions and concerns of the person resisting your boundaries, but stay firm in maintaining your limits. Offer alternatives if possible. Suggest alternative solutions that may accommodate the needs of both parties while still respecting your boundaries. And stand your ground. Remember, it's normal for others to push back against boundaries initially. Stand your ground and be consistent in enforcing your limits, as doing so will help others understand and respect your boundaries over time. Creating and maintaining healthy boundaries is a lifelong journey that requires continuous self-reflection, communication, and growth. By establishing clear boundaries in all aspects of your life and consistently enforcing them, you can foster emotional well-being, self-respect, and thriving relationships. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-love and an essential aspect of living a balanced and fulfilling life.